In Italy, politicians are expressing disbelief over yesterday's surprise conviction of a former Italian prime minister in a murder case. A court found 83-year-old Giulio Andreotti guilty of ordering the murder of an investigative journalist. He's been sentenced to 24 years in jail. Andreotti called the conviction absurd and says that he would appeal. NPR Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
Giulio Andreotti and mafia boss Gaetano Badalamenti were found guilty of conspiring to murder journalist Mimmo Pecorelli in 1979. Badalamenti was tried in absentia because he is serving a prison term in the United States for his role in the Pizza Connection drug ring. Andreotti, known for his emotional restraint, spoke with journalists today.
Non me aspettavo perché...
He said, "I didn't expect this, but we must have patience and wait the 90 days the judges have to issue their explanation for the verdict before I can file an appeal." Andreotti has always said that the charges against him were politically motivated. Journalist Mimmo Pecorelli, the murder victim, was a shady character said to have close connections to the Italian secret services. He ran a muckraking journal which had targeted a range of public figures. Andreotti was a frequent subject, sometimes referred to in print as the Godfather. It's believed that just before he was killed, Pecorelli was about to publish documents that would have seriously tainted Andreotti's reputation. The prosecution's case was based on information supplied by the late Tommaso Buscetta, the first Italian mafia boss to turn state's witness. Buscetta claimed that Andreotti had struck deals with mafia bosses who delivered votes to the Christian Democratic Party. In exchange, Buscetta claimed Andreotti used his influence to provide judicial protection for the mafiosi. However, Sicilian magistrates never succeeded in proving these links, and Andreotti was acquitted a few years ago on charges of mafia association. In the Pecorelli trial, the judges did not find anyone guilty of actually pulling the trigger, prompting this comment from Andreotti, who is known for his acerbic wit. This is good material for a mystery story. Maybe I will co-author the book. Andreotti also alluded to unknown figures who may have influenced the jury. Andreotti was the gray eminence of Italian post-war politics, seven times prime minister and present in every cabinet for four decades. He was known as the Eternal Giulio, a national power broker with a proverbial Machiavellian talent for survival, cunning, and compromise. He has even been called Beelzebub. One of his most famous aphorisms was, "Power erodes only those who don't have it." His political eclipse came in the early 1990s when his Christian Democratic Party was toppled by corruption scandals. Andreotti is known for his intimate knowledge of the corridors of power inside the Vatican. Today, the Vatican daily L'Osservatore Romano called the verdict absurd. One cardinal went so far as to compare Andreotti to Jesus Christ on Calvary. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who is dogged by his own judicial problems, denounced the ruling as a leftist conspiracy to undermine democracy and rewrite Italian history. But the former mayor of Palermo, Leo Luca Orlando, an anti-mafia crusader, today reiterated his conviction that Andreotti was a key link between the mafia and the political world. Whatever the ruling on appeal, under Italian law, Andreotti will never have to go to jail because he's over 75 years of age. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.